You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
$1,000. Yeah. Are we going to get somebody qualified today? Get closer to that money.
Hey.
Maybe need to buy a couple extra outfits for the kids. Mm-hmm. Especially if they go to independent schools. They began today. Actually in the building.
Welcome back.
Some parents had mixed reactions to the district's decision. My mother says she's nervous, but she believes that her students need it. Parents had a choice between allowing their children to go in person or remote learning. For those who opted for in-person, high school and middle school students will have a split hybrid schedule. So 1 week they'll be on site, the next they'll be at home to reduce school capacity. Those students will be divided into Group A and Group B and then will switch off.
It's a very odd school year, but these are the times we're living in.
In a world where women actually want to be with you, if you had children, would you send them in person?
I'm ignoring the little comment that you had in the beginning, but if I did have kids, no, I would not. Seriously. I don't know who came up with this idea, but somebody said they will homeschool their children and team up with people in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
And try to get a tutor. I don't know who came up with that idea, but somebody told me
there's a lot
that.
Of people who are saying that.
Yeah, that's a great idea for me. I would be more comfortable with that than to send my kid to school. Can't trust it, man. It's just too many variables. You're around so many people. You're around those kids, and the disease can get spread so easily. That's just what I don't agree with.
Should we play the school song? Are they on the bus stop? Like, I'm assuming.
Some of them probably are.
Maybe we'll play the school song today.
I don't know. Heard that in a minute.
How was your weekend?
It was cool, actually. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Robert Holmes. I had the honor and pleasure of DJing their wedding. Shout out to Catrice, formerly Catrice Hill. Very beautiful people. It was a beautiful wedding. The family was wonderful. Of course, I did my thing on the ones and twos. And the food was great. Oh my God, they gave me a plate. I was like,
you don't eat in public, so it must have really been good.
It was really good. And I understand that you had a wedding that you were involved in as well.
Yes, I hosted the reception for the newly made Faulkners, Donzel Faulkner and his beautiful bride, Carissa. Absolutely beautiful. She had a dress change.
Oh.
She showed some love to his mom, who passed away, by having her picture sewn into the veil that she came down the. It was just a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. It was hot as hell, though, because it was outside. And I had on a beautiful dress. And I said, I wish I had on some cutoffs right now, because so hot outside. But we moved inside for the reception. It was beautiful. Hobo Tone was on the ones and twos. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful affair. It ran a little long. That's why when I walked in this morning, you was like,
I saw
you look tired.
It's written all over your face.
But I was so blessed to be a part of it. Thank you all for having me be a part of your special day.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
621 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're clear at 72 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Do you know who Pastor John Gray is?
Was that the pastor that you said cheated on his wife a couple years ago?
Well, he was accused of cheating on his wife, Aventer Gray. Then he bought her a Lamborghini truck, and a lot of people took exception to that. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is my money, mind y'all business. Mm-hmm. Well, He's been accused of cheating on his wife yet again. A YouTube blogger released footage of Gray talking to his side chick named Mary on a video call app. So Mary apparently was recording these things for receipts.
Oh, yeah, boy.
He actually had his son in the clip and had his son verify that his wife bakes him pizza every day in the oven and doesn't cook dinner.
That's a weird flex, but okay.
Super weird. I was like, how can she come back for you? Put my child in a video with your side chick?
With the son? What?
So in another clip, Gray talked to his side chick about what he was going to cook for her, which was a brisket, and he put a picture up. Child, that brisket was beautiful, Brian. I don't even eat beef. And I was like, that look good.
Is it the way to a woman's heart is through her stomach?
Among other things. Baked beans, mashed potatoes, and corn. And he dubbed himself Chef John. While you wilding on your wife about cooking pizza at the house and you making dinner for your side chick, cook that at the building. And it'll be all right.
Nah, it ain't no flexing in that. He want to flex. He looking for clout. She need to leave him, man. I'm not for leaving, but this is just bad.
Didn't you just go to a wedding yesterday? I know the preacher said don't break up. Damn! A frustrated Master P took to social media to speak on his brother C murder, praising Kim Kardashian and his ex Monica for teaming up to get him released from jail.
My grandmother, she's not here right now. She's my angel. I know that, and she should be his angel. I've never heard him talk about her like that. But I know Kim Kardashian put out one tweet, and she is angel, which is crazy to me. But I appreciate it. Like I said, my brother is innocent, and I hope she can get him out. I want him to come home. I see where Monica is, ride or die. He just started talking back to her 7 months ago. And I know maybe it's prison talk, or, you know, I know he's incarcerated, and I get that. But still, you have to have a heart for the people that really helped you. Monica just got divorced last year. So I'm thinking, like, that's your ride or die. That's cool if that's the way you feel.
Oh, boy.
He's salt and vinegar potato chips right now.
A little bit.
And I love Master P.
And Master P had the quote of the century. He said, I don't know you, and I ain't trying to get to know you. Talking potato to Monica.
Well, Monica wasn't here for that. She went to her IG and said, I've been respectful towards you, and you have refused to do the same. You cannot speak on me because you do not know me. I have only conversed with Silk. This matter is between you men. Y'all are brothers. Leave me out of this because my efforts have been the same. I just didn't see the need to post it. Then she went on to say, check the visiting list from Parrish to Angola to Hunts, or better yet, ask his children. You responded before you read. I connected him to Kim 7 months ago. He's never not been able to hit me, my mother or brother, and get what he needs. Focus on his freedom. Girl, bye.
I just hope they could just work together to get him out, man.
Well, then after she put that up, he came back with an apology and said, we're doing too much positive to have to deal with the negative. I have no beef with Monica. She got caught up in some family drama that we have to fix, and I am a man enough to admit it. I've been looking for Master P noodles to support him. He about to come out with some syrup and some rice.
Some syrup?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Hey, boy, he trying to make his own Walmart. I ain't mad at
him. I am with him, and I'm going to support him, but that was salt and vinegar potato chips, FYI.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
What's up, y'all, man? Okay, now, I ain't really mad because you can't really be mad when you're this blessed. Life is good. God is good. However, I am disgruntled by the human characteristic that I have called complacency, and how sometimes where I feel like life is going good, I'll look back and I'll be like, hey, man, you kind of been chilled out. You ain't been really taking them steps. And, you know, I'm disgruntled and I'm aware of it. And I just want it to know inside of me that it's not going to stay there. And I'm going to keep striving to be better. So
that's right.
Have a good day. That's it.
Self-reflection, Shay.
Within the crux of the fifth element, you must understand. Colon blow. You remember that
from
the Living Color?
Yes. You're talking about colon blow. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God, Shay. What? Oh, my God.
Listen, brother, hopefully this will motivate somebody to, you know, step out of their boundaries and go for it.
That's
That's good, man. That's what I'm here for. Hey, it's Jim's just entered my zone. Everybody have a good day. God is good.
You too. He is so good. Yes, God.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
We must internalize the flatulation of the matter by transmitting the effervescence of the Indonesian proximity in order to further segregate the crux of my venereal infection.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I think I'm pretty good with change.
Yeah.
Pretty tumultuous childhood where change happened at will.
Me, not so much.
But this thing really grinded my gears. Woke up, Facebook forced me to switch to the new look.
We had this conversation on Friday.
That's when it happened.
Mm-hmm. You're not happy with it.
No. Yeah. No. I know where I need to look to do what I need to do. Now I have to search and find. Mm-hmm. And everyone is going to be forced into the new Facebook look in September.
I'm not a fan of it.
You seen it?
Oh, I got it. They converted me. Not a fan.
Will you be able to look at the Fortnite Republican National Convention via your Facebook as well?
Oh, boy.
Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence will be given the nomination from their party. It begins today. It'll be primarily virtual, like the Democratic convention was. However, they're going to have a couple of marquee speeches that will have a crowd in attendance. And it's the speech from Trump, Pence, and Melania Trump. Mm.
The third lady.
So, some folks have been calling the scene of where Trump and his wife will be doing their speeches because they've chosen to do it on the grounds of the White House. And that's actually not somewhere that you're supposed to use for political gain. Mm-hmm. So basically, that's the issue.
He don't care. He's shown time and time again that tradition doesn't matter. Some American values don't matter to him. He's going to do what he want to do.
So usually the nominee only speaks one night, but he's going to speak every night of
what?
This convention.
Every? Yeah. We can't take that.
Well,
every night?
You've got a decision what to you, watch or not.
Fam, what do you have to say every night? You can't just tweet it?
He going to do that too.
God bless United States.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hashtag Mayor Lucas Monday. Start our day off right with Kansas City's 55th mayor.
Hey, good morning, Mayor Lucas. You doing good?
I'm doing very well, everybody. Good morning, Kansas City. Good morning, James John.
Hey.
I was on Twitter yesterday and I saw a very funny tweet where someone asked you to look into a fast food restaurant closing in Prairie Village. Now, this is, of course, out of your purview.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you deal with that? It seems as though people tend to think that you can fix any and everything in this entire section of Missouri.
You know, it is funny, and it happens literally all the time. Almost every day, somebody is saying, hey, Mayor Q, yeah, I live out in Leavenworth. I want to tell you about this tire shop that is doing stuff. You know, I'm like, well, you know, I would think you do this or that. And, you know, the funnier part is sometimes people are angry. Y'all were just talking about the weather in Overland Park. One dude was like, how can y'all, you know, not fix my house fast enough and all of that? I'm like, dude, I don't live there. So, you know, you usually take it with a smile. And then, you kind of keep it moving. But more than anything, you be respectful. And just every now and then, I'll just give them an answer. I'll be like, yeah, just call this dude. I try not to too often. But, you know, after a while, you get enough questions, you kind of know what the answers are all around the region.
Mm. Well, some good news coming out of KCI with the new airport. It'll be here sooner than you think in 2023, but UPS is expanding its presence here in the town. Talk about that.
Well, you know, we are seeing right now, particularly given the last few months, how important, well, I won't even get into the politics of mail and the post office, but your package delivery, that sort of thing. A whole lot of y'all ordered things on Amazon, ordered things from all these different sources, and we're seeing that business boom and expand. That's going to mean more jobs at KCI than we've been talking about for a while, more jobs for working class folks throughout our region, throughout our city. So I hope everybody looks at the opportunities you'll have both at the UPS facility up at the airport, but certainly drivers, others throughout our metro. So we're excited. I want to see even more parcel delivery expansion on services. We're in the middle of the country. There is no, we're both in the middle of the country, and the airport's gigantic, and we have a bunch of land up there. So I'm hoping we see a lot more positives long term.
When we come back, I want to ask you, Mayor Q, about your thoughts on the changes that'll be happening at Arrowhead for the coming season.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21. Look for highs in the mid 90s today. Sunny skies. Right now, you are clear 73 in Overland Park. Shay, what's poppin'?
Is it Virgo time?
It's Virgo time. It is.
Well, let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Virgo friends.
Hey.
Jeffrey Daniel, member of Shalimar, 65.
You clowned me for knowing him a couple weeks ago. Do you remember?
No.
I was talking about the dance. We were talking about the moonwalk. Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk and Bobby Brown. That's the guy. That's him. Talk Michael Jackson moonwalk.
Former NBA All-Star and Dream Team member Reggie Miller is 55. R&B singer.
He went on the Dream Team.
That's what it say.
That dude's not on the Dream Team.
Oh.
Anyway.
Justine Skye, R&B singer, 25.
Hey. You don't know it.
No.
Nobody knows it. It's cool. I'm putting y'all up on something new.
Thank you. And comedian and actor Dave Chappelle is 47.
Who gives a f*** what Ja Rule thinks at a time like this? This is ridiculous.
Happy birthday on my Virgos born on Kobe Day, 8/24, August 24.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Natasha.
It's official. Brandy vs. Monica is happening August 31st, 8 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Central.
Oh, boy. We knew it was coming, but this is a good battle, though.
After the battle was announced, Monica took to her socials and said, "This will be historical. It's an honor, Brandy." And then Brandy responded, "Looking so forward to this, queen. Love to you, legend."
I hear a little shade in that, but okay.
What shade?
I just, you know how some of y'all be.
Who?
Some women. Men too, but.
Y'all are the shadiest of the shade palm trees on the planet.
Who you got?
Well,
I know who I got.
I connect with Monica's music just because she was more of a, like a roundaway girl to me. And the image that they had for Brandy was a little bit cleaner.
Yeah.
But I respect Brandy's vocal abilities. Mm-hmm. She can really sing and she can act. So I saw an infographic with the catalogs of both of them, and they are very similar in the amount of number ones they've had.
Yeah.
Actually, Monica has sold more albums than Brandy.
I never would have guessed that.
Me either.
Yeah. But, you know, as we learn through this versus battles, it ain't about how many number ones you got. It's about the length of your discography. And like you
they
said,
they both been in the
very
game.
Very similar. Yeah, they came out at the same time in 94. So, but I got Brandy, though. I just think I think she's a little deeper.
So Brandy opened up in a recent interview about what life has been like being in the public eye since being the youngest of shorties.
Really?
She said, "I struggled with being put in a box of perfection.
That's a good Brandy.
I felt like my mistakes would let down everyone if I made them. I had to make the transition from being a teenager to a woman and figure out what direction I was going to go in. I felt like I didn't have the space to grow and to grow up in a safe way. I had to deal with so many other opinions about what I should do, how I should be, and what I should look like. And that can get tough when you're trying to find your own voice."
That's a good Brandy. I like that. But no, that's real. That's real. We've seen it with countless stars. Michael Jackson or Orlando Brown. I can see how that could be a difficult situation to deal with.
Yeah. So R. Kelly fans have begun protesting in the streets of Chicago to demand his release.
Okay. Good Lord.
How many people were there, Brian?
No, it looked like about three and a baby because they couldn't find a babysitter. So, but come on, man. There's video evidence. There's countless amounts of women who've came out. People on his team even came out against him.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Talking with Kansas City's Mayor Quentin Lucas on hashtag Mayor Lucas Monday. At Arrowhead, some new changes have been released. One regarding face paint and the headdresses being worn inside of the stadium. What are your thoughts on that?
Both of those are long overdue. I grew up here in Kansas City, and I know Brian knows the same thing. And years ago, used to go in and people were doing all these things that were what I thought to be misappropriations of Native American culture. I'm glad that the Chiefs are finally addressing it. That's the sort of thing, you can be a Chiefs fan, you don't need to be getting into all of that. I think this is an important step forward, particularly when you're looking at some of the conversations you're having around the country. Washington changed the name of its football team, and we need to make sure we're making this important step.
Speaking of long overdue changes, you've done a lot your first year of being in office as being our mayor, decriminalizing pot possession, and now you will end parking tickets. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we looked at enough things, and really everybody's had this experience one time in their life where you fail to pay a parking ticket, right? And then the crazy thing is you get a warrant for your arrest after. That tripped up my sister probably 10 years ago. She was driving with her kids and actually got taken to jail. Now, I didn't have to stay very long, but somebody had to come pick up the kids, do all of that. You create this drama in people's lives. So with this proposal, we're looking to eliminate incarceration or arrest even for things like parking tickets. There are ways you can go after people's money. We all know that because we've all had a bill to pay. And what I think the government needs to move on from those non-moving violations, the tail light out, the parking ticket, that sort of thing, you don't need to get arrested for that. Those are the sorts of things that you can pay. And in the event that you don't pay it off, there are other ways we go after you with taxes, with collections. But basically, we need to stop making so many of these things criminal infractions. The problem in America and in Kansas City in some ways is that we make too much of our community a defendant, a suspect in this giant dragnet of things. That's what helps break down trust, and that's what we need to rebuild by saying, hey, maybe there's a better way we can do criminal law, criminal justice in our city and in our country.
Mayor Lucas, there's an infographic that's circulating online about some donations made to city council members from the Fraternal Order of Police. Have you seen this? And if so, what are your thoughts on this? And what do you say to folks who are questioning that?
Yeah, you know, I always like to be forward-looking. So a lot of us in past elections have taken donations from any number of groups, and that's one of them. I think almost everybody who ran for city council, the majority received donations, myself included. What I'd like to say going forward is, how is it possible that you're not beholden to any one group? In the mayor's race, hard to believe, but there are probably millions of dollars raised between myself and my opponent, Councilwoman Justice. Among those, there are all types of donations for any number of people. I don't think any of those people control me. And in fact, if we're talking about that group, Fraternal Order of Police, you know, they really don't seem to appreciate my contribution to life right now in terms of not speaking to me and having some things that have been issues for us. So, you know, I think the bigger thing is, how are we making sure we're making changes long term, not necessarily, you know, who donated to you 1-2 years ago, because I think the real evidence is going to be, all right, are you pushing things like decriminalizing marijuana? Are you trying to get fewer people in jail? Are you trying to not build a jail? And those are things where I'd say I probably have a very different opinion than the FOP.
Hashtag, is Sonic still open? That's my mayor, Quentin Lucas. Thank you for joining us on another edition of Mayor Lucas Mondays.
Hey, take care, everybody.
Be safe, Mayor.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family guarding like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper.
paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Haven't played that song since February, Brian.
Yeah. Shout out to Max Sauce. It's Sauce!
Only one school district in-person learning today. That's Independent School District.
Mm.
About 25% of parents opted for online only in the elementary grades.
Mm-hmm.
And the superintendent said, hey, look, his concern is what will things look like in cold and flu season in October, November, December. So we feel it's important to get as much in-person education in now rather than put it off.
I can respect that, but what about those who are in homes with people with pre-existing conditions? We got to think about that. People or kids who live with their grandparents.
Elementary schools in person with online option. Grades 6 through 12 are in a hybrid situation. They're going to have an alternating schedule, switching weeks out where they learn in the building and then learning from home.
It just seems very difficult to deal with, man.
I did my master's degree online.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it? You enjoy it?
I thought it was actually more rigorous than learning in person.
Not me.
It was so much to do. It was a lot of reading.
Yeah.
There was also a group component. There were stringent deadlines that had to be met, and I was working at the same time. So it was a lot for me.
Let me tell you something. If it wasn't for online classes, I would not have gotten my degree from Northwest Missouri State University. I'm telling you right now. I ain't going to tell y'all what I did. Just know that I passed. I did the work.
Please don't encourage. Please don't encourage.
Just get it done. That was my thing. That was my motto. Just get it done.
It was a lot of work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday I would cry. There was a big paper that was due. That's the only way I could get through it to finish writing it. I don't know why. And I'm not a crier.
Shay, don't cry. Dry your eyes. Here comes your mama with those two little guys.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
First round playoff games yesterday.
Woo!
Celtics skinched by Philly.
Philly got swept. They done.
Is this a real number? Toronto Raptors 150 points?
Yeah.
Houseway.
They've been scoring a lot in the bubble. Ain't no defense being played.
Nets with 122. Mavs 135 over the Clippers in overtime.
Hey, Play was going crazy with that one because, you know, he's a Mavericks fan. And Luka Doncic, oh, man, he hit the game-winning three in overtime. It was beautiful.
My boyfriend called me and told me about it. He said, the boy, I said, who did it? He said, the boy, I can't pronounce his name.
Luka Doncic.
And the Utah Jazz slid past the Nuggets.
Hey, Lakers coming on tonight, baby. LeBron.
Are you ready?
What? Of course I'm ready. I ain't got no refreshments, but I'm ready, though.
See, that's what I was thinking about. I've got to get my menu together so that I can truly enjoy the sports watching entertainment. During the football season, you already know what I'm eating, primarily nachos and things of that nature. But during the basketball season,
what?
It's all about wings and pizza.
Put the rolls in my mouth. Put the rolls in my mouth. Put the rolls in my mouth. Put the rolls in my mouth.
I said, you know I like to eat 11 days a week. Wings and pizza. Stuff that crust with extra cheese.
Put the rolls in my mouth. Put the rolls in my mouth.
Yeah, we feasting on some wings and pizza. I'm so hungry, I can't stop. Bring that wings and pizza. Give me all the ranch you got. for that wings and pizza. Pizza Hut is a piece of art. Extra large, click add to cart. Eat Parmesan right off the plate. Red pepper flakes got me sweating hard. Wings so hot, making me cry. Dabba the Reaper, I wanna die. Lemon and pepper, all on my fries. I paid in cash, my car was declined. Bake that bun, washing it rise. Bigger the cake, the bigger the thighs. I'm gonna bounce these Big Mac buns right in the back of my yard. I'ma scream for ice cream out in public, make a scene. I got cookbooks, but I don't read. Better believe I know how to eat. Combo, copy it, pepperoni topping it. Better say John when you say who the pop is. Whole 12 piece with ranch, need a lot of it. Driver got a 50, change, you gotta pocket it. Pick up the phone, trying to be cooking. Slicing each hand, you know how I'm looking. Probably had dinner plans in your brain, but I made my mind up for I came. Now I've been waiting all day for these wings and pizza. Put the pots and pans away for these wings and pizza. Want no lobster, want no steak. I want wings and pizza. Out the box, don't need the plate for my wings and pizza.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
820 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. Mostly sunny skies. Right now, you're sunny at 75 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
You remember singer Jaheim?
Yeah, I do.
He took to his social media to reveal that he is supporting Donald Trump.
God, man.
Trump has saved a lot of people, man. Face it, it is what it is. I don't give a damn who don't like it. Do your homework, because I'm going to post some more stuff. I'm going to wake y'all up. If it wasn't for Trump taking the stance that he's taken, you guys would have been done. Finished. Finito.
See, that's what happens when you put that woman first. You end up like Jaheim. You end up like him. That's what happens. Do you hear that craziness? Do your research. So he's a hotep now?
So, I was in New York a couple years ago in a cab.
Here we go.
No, this really happened. I was in a cab with my friend Nikki, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning in Times Square. Jaheim came to the open window and started singing to me and my friend Nikki. I'm not lying.
He's a bum.
He was just walking around out there in Times Square, and I'm sitting there like, Nick, do you see this? And she's like, what's going on right now?
This
that really happened.
Bonafide scrub.
Ignore Jaheim, y'all, and go on with your daily routine.
I'm just saying, he can have his opinion, though, right?
You don't speak for me.
In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, Eve opened up about meeting rapper Mace when she was a scrubber. She said that...
Forgot about that about her.
She went over there and tried to give him a dance, and she said he started laughing. It was like, what do you want to do with your life? Like, this really happens? Like, yeah, this really happens in the club.
So he's Myron from the Players Club.
And she said that she told him, you don't know me. Don't be asking about me. Long story short, she said he said that she's not supposed to be in there or whatever.
Fucking naked.
Shout out to Mace. That's good. Catching feelings in the strip club.
Well, you know he had God in his life. He probably was on the beginning of the God.
That was before that.
I know, but this I said the beginning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Buck you naked.
So Nas says that he didn't mean any disrespect with the Doja Cat line on Ultra Black.
You said what? Wait, you said what?
A word that rhymed with Ultra Black. I didn't even think of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's all love. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. It was just like... Michael Black's in black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Doja Cat, Ultra Black. Okay.
He's saying that it's bars. It was just wordplay.
Yeah.
I could see that being my baby father's answer and it being true.
He don't know you.
I have met Nas before.
He don't remember that. He's met a lot of people, right?
How you know don't remember
what
that?
What lasting impression did you put on him? Like, what did you do to stand out?
Well, he was very, very high, so he probably doesn't. I'm not lying. He probably does not remember that because he was, I've never seen anybody standing up that zooted. It was weed, though, but, I mean, it was.
You sure?
I'm positive. I caught a contact. It was, we were in a nightclub. I'm not lying. MTV did this thing called the $3 bill concert, so you could get in for $3. And they brought him to the city that I was doing radio in, and his mother had just passed away. And he had a commitment to do this, and he showed up and did it. But his friends wrapped the whole stuff because he couldn't get nothing out. I'm not lying. It was probably one of the worst performances I've ever seen. But, you know, I love Nas, so I gave him a pass because I knew about his
mommy. Of course you do. Of course you would.
What?
Give him a pass.
You don't give anybody a pass?
Of course I do.
Thank you.
Doja Cat, don't take it personally. It's just bars, all right?
She said she gonna come out with a song called Nas. Right.
Okay, yeah.
She don't want that schmo.
Be careful. All right.
I will make it my business.
Oh, man.
I will make it my business to run down on her.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Janisha.
All right, let's see what you got.
Sexy in the pen, they gonna spin it. Type that's getting stoned. I'm not being too dramatic. That's the way I gotta have it.
I bet you want my money. Got you all hot and bothered. Maybe cause I talk about it. Looking for my goodies. Keep on looking cause they stay in the jar. Jar. Sure.
Keep them in there. That's a chopped and screwed version, Shay. You just got yourself registered for a chance to get $1,000 of stimulus cash, all right?
All righty.
What station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103 Jam.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through September 10th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Oh, my gosh.
Get ready to win and spend.
Oh, my goodness.
Celebrating 70 years. Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, you know I'm here for it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.